On the transportation board, a light blinked twice and then went red. Kyle looked at the code twice, then looked at his supervisor, Della Part, who was trying to listen in on a conversation between an RSS security advisor and her own supervisor.
Baby train's got a problem.
The yearly field trip had its own code name, which the school knew nothing about.
What kind of problem?
Don't know yet.
Kyle hit the comm button.
Transgraph 4, what's your problem?
No answer. Any problem that could pull a Transgrav tram driver off his seat might really call for help. If one of the kids had been hurt... Across the control room, Sash looked up from his environmental board.
What compartment's baby train in?
Heavy cargo 2.
I've got a slight but significant rise in PCO2, and ambient temp's up slightly.
Kids got loose? Running around?
Where's our video?
Blank. It's been blinky the last few days.
Ask station security.
Security.
We got a problem in heavy cargo 2. What have you got on scan?
Let me see. CO2's up a bit, O2 consumption's up. Also ambient temp. Visual. The transgrav stopped at the station. Wasn't baby train on for today?
Yeah, they've popped to red and I can't raise them.
Yeah, it looks normal. Cargo containers coming in from Free Dawn 24. Cargo handlers... Wait. What color is heavy cargo this year?
Orange. Changed from tan.
Would anyone be an old... Oh, shit.
What?
None of the heavy cargo crews would be carrying firearms. We have an intrusion.
In there? What about the kids? We have a level 5 emergency. Hostile intruders in heavy cargo 2 and a trainload of kids. That preschool field trip.
The RSS officer opened his mouth and shut it again, but looked sideways at the supervisor.
Cut out the alarms to that sector. Put us on level 5 alert. Patch to the station master and the emergency response teams. Call in the second shift as backup.
Della glanced back at the RSS officer.
What else?
How many certified emergency personnel do you have?
Counting security, medical, damage control, maybe 500.
Find out. You need to know exactly. And I recommend you inform the picket as well. We can presume this intrusion is of foreign origin.
Station master will have to approve.
I do.
Kyle was relieved to hear the station master's voice over the comm.
Can they help?
Maybe. Then recall all RSS personnel on station and collect them. Check MSOs, specialties for security, demolitions, and emergency medical.
Sergeant Cavallo had chosen to finish out his present tour in mess, in part because the supply and mess personnel had more chance of a few hours on stations during otherwise boring picket duty. The weekly green run always meant 24 hours on station, and sometimes more. He liked the bustle of the markets. He had, thanks to his grandmother's gardening passion, an unusually good eye for quality produce. He knew that Purcell's Family Grocers sometimes imported fresh fruits from planetside groves and hoped to find either cherries or cheroons. The exec's 10th anniversary was coming up, and he liked cherries. The other part was his sense of the ridiculous. Few, if any, neuro-enhanced troops ever had the chance to indulge a harmless interest. He was only 5 minutes from the station when a red light came up on the board. The shuttle pilot grimaced and switched channels. Cavallo saw the telltale hardening of the jaw, then the pilot's hands moving to change settings on the board.
What? They've got an intrusion. They don't know what, but armed hostiles in heavy cargo, and they've taken hostages. A whole tramload of preschool kids.
Cavallo wanted to ask what a tramload of preschoolers had been doing in heavy cargo's 0.25G, but that wasn't the most urgent question.
Who they got with anti-terrorist experience?
I don't know, but they've got a Major Reichardt on station, and he's ordered all fleet personnel to assemble. That's why we're shifting dock assignment. Sorry, Sarge, but it looks like we're all part of this for the duration.
Cavallo was suddenly aware of the irony of his present position. He had chosen mess duty as a welcome break from the tedium of being a special response team leader on a picket ship where nothing happened. And here he was, back in his own territory, but without any of his equipment or a trained team.
Better let the Major know I'm coming in.
The pilot shot him a quick glance.
You, Sarge? But you're a cook.
The pilot had known Cavallo only in his present duty. Perhaps he thought the extra bulk was a supply sergeant's overindulgence.
Not entirely. My primary specialty is NEM Special Response.
The pilot looked nervous. The usual reaction in someone discovering that he was sitting next to one of the few fleet personnel trained to kill in hand-to-hand combat.
You're a NEM?
Yep, so call me in.
Yes, sir.
Although the supply shuttle had not been fitted out with a combat mission in mind, all fleet shuttles carried some basic emergency equipment. There was no combat armor to fit Cavallo, but he grabbed the largest pea suit and the ready pack of demolition supplies, intended to create a small hull breach if that should be necessary in an emergency. 3 bricks of LUB explosive, 5 standard fusing options, and the components for others, detonation signalers, he checked it all, and by the time the shuttle docked, he had repacked it and was ready to dive out the tube. Sarknon Filios had been celebrating the successful auction of his old ship, the Mindy Cricket II, and the sale of his interest in the minerals they'd towed in. His crew had joined the celebration as well. While they hadn't quite drained the Spacer's Delight dry, they'd made its proprietor richer, and as the morning commuters rushed past, Sarknon was finally ready for bed. Bed was 2 stops away on the station tram. He gathered his crew and led them across to the tram stop. There, a man in security green demanded their IDs, even though they wore their ship suits with patches prominent on the left shoulder.
What is it, man? We've been in the Delight. You must have seen us cross it over. We ship's crew. We bother nobody.
Your IDs, sir.
Station security normally went unarmed, but this one carried an acoustic weapon slung over his shoulder. Down the platform, Sarknon could see 2 more security men now looking this way. Annoyed though he was, Sarknon didn't intend to cause trouble. He fumbled in his ship suit's pocket and brought out his ID folder. Sarknon stood, swaying slightly, as the man glanced from his papers to his face, again and again, and finally had had enough.
Footland shame, I say. Leap along, folks, just as ship's crew come to spend money at the station. Isn't it enough to let yon pubkeeper charge twice as much for his wares? Now you have to act as if you don't know who we are.
The man closed the folder and handed it back.
Take it easy. We've got trouble. We're looking for rock hoppers with demolitions experience. Looks like you're it.
A contract? I can't talk contract now. Next shift, maybe. When the drinks left me.
Now.
The other two had come nearer, without Sarknon noticing. And now he found himself facing drawn weapons.
Trouble, Harv?
Nope. Found us a demo crew, but they're soused. Help me get them to medical.
I'm not going to med. Ugh, I'll just waste my money. I've earned that drunk. It's mine.
When he woke again, he was on a cot in the station medical clinic. And he woke entirely, in an instant, with the unnatural clarity of the detox patient.
Damn it. And I bought a whole jug of that Cernian ale.
A young woman slid a needle out of his vein.
Never mind. You save those kids, and I will personally buy you 2 jugs.
Sarknon sat up, not regretting the headache he didn't have, thanks to detox, and looked around for his crew.
Well then, if it's that kind of job.
It's that kind of job.
Sarknon didn't recognize the man's uniform, but the tone of voice was unmistakable. Sarknon followed him along the corridor to a compartment full of people in EMS vests, and 5 minutes later, he was explaining all he knew about demolition.